Amen, amen. This morning we are in for a treat. Our message this morning will be coming from Minister Alan Robinson. He is a man that I have known for quite some time. I've known him longer than I probably have known myself. In fact, I was just staring at a picture of Alan and myself yesterday. It was a picture that was posted on Facebook of me in the, I guess this would probably have been the late 1970s, or I guess no, actually the early 80s, in a leisure suit with this young man who, of course, is not only a brother in Christ, but my brother as well. I know him as one that loves the Word and will proclaim the Word. And so at this time, I'm going to turn over the phone over to Minister Alan Robinson as he preaches the Word. And before he comes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the power of your Word. And God, as we go forth into this service, Lord, we pray that your Word falls on fertile and fresh ground, Lord God, that we receive your Word, and that we not only are just hearers of your Word, but are doers of your Word. God, we thank you for the man of God that will bring the Word, and we just pray, O Heavenly Father, as he brings the Word, that he brings it, Lord God, with the conviction and with the knowledge that you are with him and that you are speaking through him. God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Minister Alan Robinson.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Pastor, for those kind words. I hope everybody can hear me okay. If you can grab your Bible and turn to the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 15, and we'll read Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 39. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to minister your word to your people, Father God. May I decrease and may you increase, Father God. May the words that I speak, Father God, be not of man, Lord, but be a words that of you, Lord. I am just a vessel to be used by you, Lord. Speak to your people, Father God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that the words that I have spoken, Father God, will renew, transform the minds, Father God, of all those who are listening right now. I pray, Father God, that as we go into the service, we will leave changed, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you just have a way within our lives, Father God, right now. Just have your spirit move in a way that has never moved before, Father God. Just open our minds and ears and our hearts, Lord, that we be able to receive a word that is of you. Continue every day, Father God, to mold us into the image and likeness of you, Lord. Father God, we just want to be more like you, sound like you, feel like you, Father God, and reach people just like you, Lord. Be a light into a community, Lord, that is of darkness right now. Continue to let our light so shine, Lord, that we may glorify not ourselves, but to glorify you, Father, to speak in a way that you have never spoke before, Father God. I pray for clarity. I pray for clarity of tongue and of a clear mind, Father God. Have your way right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have your Bible open to Romans chapter 8, verse 15, I'm reading for the King James, and it reads, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth that is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, than is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thou say, we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Saints of God, I want us to focus on the scripture, Romans 8, chapter 28. The scripture reads, says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Saints of God, we are going through some interesting times. We're only halfway through 2020, and we already have experienced things that has shaken us, has affected everyone in this world through a pandemic, through racial injustices throughout our country. We are going through some interesting times, but I encourage you and I stress to you that God's hand is in the midst of it all. Last year was a very difficult time for me in certain aspects of my life, and I reached out to a therapist, and I still continue to speak to the therapist every once in a while. And the one thing that she told me and continued to remind me says, Alan, as a man of God, remember, trust the process. So my sermon title today will be Trust the Process. We're all going through certain situations that are difficult, and we all have different things that we're going through. Some of us may be going through health issues, financial issues with our job, issues with our kids, issues with our relationships. But please understand that trust the process. There's a process that we are going through right now to take us to a place where God wants us. The Lord knows what we're going through. The Lord knows what we're going through within our heart, but we need to know that God is in the midst of it all. And the scripture says again, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. to them who are the called according to his purpose. There is a purpose for you. There's a purpose for your life in this world. You are going through this for a reason. You are going through this for a season, and it's not going to be always this way. You're just going through it right now so God can take you to a different place. You're going through this right now that God can take this world to a different place. He's showing us something that we have not seen before. We're experiencing things that we have not witnessed before, but we're going through this for a reason. So trust the process. The scripture tells us that this in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, says, be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord knows that what we're going through, and as Paul wrote within the scriptures, says, be confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's a process that we're going through. And sometimes what's frustrating in that process is that we're ready to skip, we're ready to go past certain steps to get to the very end because the process is very uncomfortable. The process is difficult at some points. We're wondering why this has to happen to me. And as one someone told me recently, is why you should not ask yourself that question, why isn't it happening to me? Why not you? God has prepared you. God has equipped you. God has allowed you to pray and study and fast in his word to prepare you for this very moment right now. And so often as Christians, we are looked upon and people are looking for our responses in the way we act and behave in these certain situations. Please believe and understand that there is a purpose for it all. And at the end of this situation, you'll be able to minister in a way that you have never ministered before. At the end of this situation, you'll be able to pray as like you never prayed before because you are going through a test right now. And at the end of this test, you will have a testimony to someone else who is going to go through it similar down the road. Please understand, as we go through this challenging time, the Lord does care for us. He has not left you. He is not leaving you out there to go and suffer and sink. And he takes no pleasure in seeing you hurt. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He knows what you're going through, and he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your words. He wants you to speak to him. He wants you to cry out to him, and he wants to encourage you and to give you strength to go through what you're going through. Someone said one time to me, and it took me to step back and think about it. He says, it was a pastor who says, prayer doesn't always change his things. And for a moment, we kind of step back and say, what does that mean? It doesn't always change his things. But a lot of times, prayer doesn't change the situation, but it changes our mindset to the situation. It gives us a different perspective on the way that things are going and the way things are, to be able to look at it a different way. So sometimes we tend to focus on all the negativity in our lives, but we have to take a step back and look at all the positive things that are going on within our lives. Right now, many of you are at home right now. You may be in a car. You may be at work. Wherever you're at right now, just look around you right now and look how blessed you are. You may have a roof over your head. You may have a vehicle that you're sitting in. You're on a phone right now that many people don't even have. You may have just eaten breakfast. You may are cooking breakfast right now, and you have food on your table and food in the refrigerator. You are being blessed right now. We cannot get caught up in the circumstances that are surrounding us. I know it takes a toll on us. It makes us a little weak sometimes. It makes us cry sometimes, but understand that you are blessed. If you have your family around you, you have friends, the loved ones, look at them and just realize that you're blessed. You are truly blessed. We need to understand that we just need to continue to trust the process. It's going to work itself out. A few weeks ago, Minister Luther Washington told us about faith and prayer and works, faith and works, and that we have to have faith, and then we also have to pray, and we just can't stop there. We also have to get busy working as well. We can talk about all the issues in the world, but if we're not doing anything to change the issues in the world, you really just need to stop talking. We just cannot keep complaining about situations if we're not going to try to make any kind of change. We pray that the Lord gives us wisdom, give us strength, knowledge, and understanding that we can go out and do be a light to this world and to make change of this world. You have the tools. You have the abilities to do the things God has called you to do. My father used to say, before he passed away, he told me he passed away of lung emphysema. And one thing my father told me says that there was a blessing in the lung emphysema. And the blessing was that God made him sit down and see what he has in front of him. Sometimes, like my father and like my brothers, and I know my sister, we get busy. We get busy working and get our hands too busy. Sometimes we don't take time to appreciate the things that are around us because we're too busy trying to work. But my father understood that he was being set down for a reason, to be able to appreciate the things that he has accomplished, or things that he was able to break, things he was able to create, or the things that God has given to him. We are blessed. I know that we are going through these difficult times, but trust the process. We're going to make it through this. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, a portion of that scripture says this at the end. It says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Brothers and sisters, trust the process. Trust what we're going through. I know right now it's like it's only going to get worse, and it's getting worse. God's hand is in the midst of it. He's working it out. He is working it all out for you. Trust the process. All things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Going through scripture and going through what we know what Christ went through by being persecuted by those he came to save, going to the cross for those that he came to save, being crucified for those that he came to save, being buried for those he came to save. But one thing I tell you right now, brothers and sisters, death could not hold our Lord and Savior. He trusted the process. And at the end of that process, he rose. There was resurrection. Death could not hold him anymore. And he knew that process, if I continue to trust in the will of God, that the process would lead to me to God being glorified, that death can't even hold me. No circumstances on this world that is here to hinder us cannot stop what God has planned for us. I don't care what situation you're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, career-wise, with the kids or whatever it is, God is blessing you in the midst of this all. And at the end, you will be glorified. Paul realized that while he was in prison, that everything that he was going through was for a reason. He realized that at the end of the day, it's all about Christ being lifted up. Jesus Christ is our big brother. And one theologian said that I love so much, he says this. He says that the Son of God, became the Son of Man so that the sons of men can become sons of God. The Son of God became sons of men so that the sons of men can become the sons of God. He paid the price so that we can all be inherited and adopted into the fellowship, the family of our Lord and Savior. He paid that price, but there was a process that he had to go through. So, brothers and sisters, I leave you today with that word. Look into the mirror and just say, trust the process. I had to constantly tell myself, trust the process. This is happening for a reason. Trust the process. And you have a purpose. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you will do in our lives, Lord. Lord, we know that you have a great purpose for us in this world. We know, Lord, that there is something that's going on, and sometimes we don't always understand what is going on, but we understand that you are in the midst of it all. And as long as we know that you are in the midst of it all, Father God, we trust you and your will, Lord, your perfect will. We pray, Lord, that you give us strength. You pray that you give us courage. You give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, to be able to endure what is going on, Lord. Father God, open our eyes and give us the vision, Lord, to be able to see the blessing that is right in front of us. See the things that you have given us, Father God, and appreciate those things. Appreciate those people that are around us. Appreciate the job that you have given us, Lord. Everything may not be perfect, Father God, but we know that you are working things out, Lord. And we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for being a man of grace and mercy, Lord. We giving us the things that we did not deserve, but you saw it so fit, Father God, to give those things. Lord, we love you and appreciate you for all that you have done for us in our life. Father God, I pray for our Unity family. I pray for every member of every church right now, Lord. I pray for our brothers and sisters that are in hospital rooms right now. I pray for those who are suffering from COVID-19 that are in hospital rooms who cannot visit or see their loved ones. I pray for the family who's wondering how their loved ones are doing in the hospital rooms, Lord. I pray for our brothers and sisters that are in prisons right now who are also suffering from COVID-19, those who are also suffering from physical bondage but also mental bondage, Father God. Lord, I pray that you have a hand of mercy and that you look down upon us all and just have mercy on us all, Father God. Lord, let our light shine so bright into this world that we can go into this world and speak truth to your people, speak words of encouragement to your people, and just let us be more like you, Father God. Continue to shape us in the likeness and image of you. We love you and appreciate you, and we say this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Trust the process. I tell you, I'm full right now. We are so thankful to God for the message and thankful to God for the messenger. I can tell you that for me, and I can't speak for anyone else, but I can certainly speak for me, that that message was right on time and absolutely a word from the Lord for us in this season. We trust the process. Thank God for the message again, and thank God for the messenger, Minister Alan Robinson.